The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decision.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth. Now, here's your host, financial advisor and CEO of Cordasco Financial Network, Steve Cordasco.
Hi, this is Steve Cordasco. Today, we're going to talk about four strategies that you can use for Roth conversions. Why Roth conversions? Why are we talking about this now? Because the time's right to convert traditional pre-tax retirement accounts to Roth-style accounts. Why would we do that now? A couple of reasons. One, we have low individual tax rates and a pending revision in 2026 to higher rates that precede the new tax law. This may give you the opportunity to now take advantage due to the low tax rate. See, what I'm sensing right now is there's growing anxiety due to a lot of political noise, a lot of media noise about undoing what the Trump administration had put in place. Really, the key piece that was put in place that is under attack is the tax code. So as you listen to debates and listen to all the political fodder that comes through to us through lots of different channels, one thing that you'll hear a lot about is the tax code and how the tax code is only there to benefit the rich. And therefore, if we get a shift in political power in 2020 and as elections evolve, if there is a big wave in our country that wants to vote for change, there's no doubt that on the table will be the tax code. And much of what's in that tax code has a revision to it. That revision is in 2026. Yeah, I know it sounds like it's a time away from now, but it can certainly be accelerated. Trying to predict what Congress and our elected officials will do is very difficult, but it doesn't mean that it can't be revised due to political change prior to 2026. My bet would be, and it's again just an outside bet, is that they would fight for change. They would want some change. They will make some changes to it. But politically, I think once the public understands that if 2026, this thing sunsets and revisions take place, nobody gets blamed for higher taxes. If the Democrats want to mandate immediate change, then somebody's going to be labeled as raising taxes, because there's no doubt that across the board, for a majority of people, whether you're struggling to be in the middle class, you're in the middle class, you're in the upper middle class, there's a lot here that if the tax code reverts back, that taxes will go up. So it'll be interesting to see who gets labeled. So therefore, we're talking about strategies that you can do now, because that's what we do. We try to be proactive, because in your retired years, in the years in which you use your accumulated wealth, planning doesn't start just then. And if we sit back and wait for certain rules to change, to me, that's not a healthy approach to financial advisement. We need to constantly be thinking about where the puck is going, as opposed to going where it is. We have to work based on scenarios that could affect you at some point in those retired years. So today we're talking about four strategies for a Roth conversion, because the landscape, the playing field, is giving us an opportunity here that if rules do change, We'd rather be on it sooner rather than later, and you're going to find out why in a moment. Now, as I said, the reason we're talking about this now is that we have low individual tax rates by historical standards and a pending revision in 2026 to higher tax rates that precede the new tax law, and that may create this opportunity for you to make additional changes to your strategy with your Roth. Now, there may be additional incentives on top of this if something called a stretch IRA, stretch IRA is a very popular estate planning vehicle, if that's due to disappear as results of legislation being weighed right now in Congress. See, Congress has some bills out there that they want to make some changes to the tax code. One of them has to do with the stretch IRA. It was very popular for years. Now, Congress is saying, wait a minute, because stretch IRAs have become a popular estate planning vehicle, there's talk that they're going to disappear. Beneficiaries are going to have to take distributions from inherited individual retirement accounts in a compressed time frame. That increases the likelihood that the withdrawals from these traditional IRAs bump up your heirs into a higher tax bracket, therefore making tax-free Roth distributions a more valuable prospect. See, a lot of people put stretch IRAs in, which allow you to stretch out taking money out of an IRA account, your beneficiaries, that is. Therefore, when they pull money out of an IRA, if it's a lesser amount that gets added to their current income, it might keep them in a lower tax bracket. But what this is saying, if Congress decides to do away with the stretch IRA and say these things aren't allowed because they're being used as estate planning vehicles, they weren't supposed to be designed for estate planning vehicles, I'm not going to get into that argument with you. But what happened was there was a loophole on a stretch IRA. Somebody pretty smart figured, hey, here's a way in which we can use this stretch IRA as an estate planning tool. If they make changes to it, that stretch, right? It's a stretch. Therefore, as you stretch it out over time, you can manage the dollars easier, therefore manage your tax easier. Congress may come back and say, stretch no longer exists. You got to accelerate that distribution. Well, that could throw many of you into a higher tax bracket because that's now getting added to what you're earning. Now, here are a few strategies at your disposal. I'm going to give you four of them. Strategies to get your money into a better tax treatment away from this or away from what could come in 2026. It's different ways to convert to Roth. The Roth IRA and 401k allows you to put after-tax dollars in, and over time, that compounding effect of money growing, you get to pull it all out tax-free. I don't believe you'll see the government change this. The stretch, I can, because it's the IRA was designed to be a vehicle for your retirement, and the argument Congress is making, I don't agree with it, but that's, again, politics. We'll keep that separate. They're saying we can go in and change this ruling of IRAs, stretch IRAs, so that they don't stretch and hence become an estate planning tool. They should be treated like any other retirement account that passes the beneficiaries a certain way. All right, that again, get the political noise out of it. Some of you are going to say, and you're going to write me saying, Cardasco, look, if they're going to take the stretch away of the ability to do that, I think they're going to change all the IRAs. They're going to start taxing Roth IRAs and all this kind of stuff. I don't think it'll go there. I really don't. It's just my opinion. I know many of you will differ with me on that. But the whole reason we're having this discussion right now is that there are strategies that you can take today to prepare for what I think you have a higher likelihood of, and that's Congress trying to raise taxes around a new tax code that lowered taxes. I can also see this Congress if they get more power and if power comes to the Senate or we get change in the White House, a change to this tax code, a revision back. Maybe it's not 2026. Maybe it's sooner, but it will be under attack as a result of Obamacare being under attack. That was the slated legislation, and that was really the Obama administration's cherry on top here. Look what we did. Trump's tax code gets just as much play as Obamacare, and it'll be under attack. Let's talk about these four strategies. Number one, let's call it the backdoor Roth IRA. Roth IRAs have income limits. That's why we're going to backdoor this thing. Because Roth IRAs have income limits, and those income limits are in 2019, single individuals can't contribute to a Roth IRA if their modified adjusted gross income exceeds $137,000. So I know you're like, what the heck's a modified adjusted? Don't worry about that. The bottom line is, after you put your money into your 401k at work and all those things that come out at work, then you get your adjusted gross income. If that exceeds $137,000 as a Roth IRA, you're not able to participate. Your income exceeds the amount. But if you have higher income, you can still get money into a Roth IRA by what is called the so-called backdoor Roth IRA. This strategy entails two steps. It's a two-step process. First, you contribute money to a non-deductible IRA, and then you convert the account to a Roth IRA because there's rules on contributing to a Roth. Those rules are different than converting to a Roth. Sounds complicated. It's crazy, I know. But that's the way it has to be done in two steps. Let me, again, give it to you. First contribution is to put money into a non-deductible IRA account because you're not going to get the deduction because of your income. Next, you convert that to a Roth because you can. There are a few caveats to this. An individual with multiple IRA accounts is subject to an IRA aggregation rule, which takes all IRA assets, including your pre-tax IRAs, into account when determining the conversion's associated tax. So your financial advisor, it's things that we do, we can sidestep the problem by rolling pre-tax IRA money into a 401k plan, which isn't subject to the aggregation rule. Now, you got to have these things already set up. They got to be available to you. So that's why it's a caveat. But it's interesting. As financial advisors, we often can see the different buckets and different places that you have opportunities to put your money. So as a relationship with you, we in our discovery process and ongoing standard of care know what options are available to you. Oftentimes, the option is available to convert that to a Roth 401k. Further, under something called the step transaction doctrine, if these two steps of conversion are completed within too short of a time frame, the IRS could determine that they were really part of one transaction. Yeah, I'm telling you, the IRS stays up on this stuff. So here's the deal. If they view it as you're converting all these things and it's all within a short period of time, they're going to view it as just one major transaction. That will affect you negatively. So as a financial advisor, I usually recommend a 12-month time cycle to do this, where you break it into chunks. You got to be organized to do it, but you got to be ready to do that. In this case, the IRS would treat the transaction like a Roth IRA contribution made by a higher income individual, which is a breach of tax rules. My advice to avoid that is to wait a full year between the contribution and the conversion. So you're going to make your contribution, but then wait. You don't want to make your contribution and then right away convert it because the IRS is going to say, we know what you're doing here. But if you wait long enough, yeah, and the IRS has rules. So Nothing wrong with waiting a year. You got to remember, right now, the rules in place are the rules. But we've also been dealt with legislation that's going to change. And we have some viciousness going on with regards to the tax code that I can, you know, get the vibe that something's going to happen here. But you have time. So if you're doing the backdoor Roth IRA strategy, don't do it in one foul swoop. You could end up harming yourself because the IRS can come in and say, hey, this all happened at one. This is all part of one transaction. So if you end up doing these things, pace them out. There's something also, another strategy that you want to consider, and it's called the mega backdoor Roth. This strategy is similar to the backdoor Roth, but done within a 401k plan. The strategy kind of works like this. You're making an after-tax 401k contribution and then doing an in-plan conversion to a Roth using your after-tax money. See, it's similar to the backdoor, but it's done with a 401k. The strategy entails you making an after-tax 401k contribution. That means you already paid the tax on that money, and now you're putting the after-tax money into the 401k. You're going to do an in-plan conversion to a Roth using the after-tax money that you put in. The higher 401k contribution limits allow you to deal with larger sums of money. See, 401k has different limitations than your individual retirement account, the individual Roth account. The higher 401k contribution limits allow you to deal with larger sums of money. It's why it's there. Again, a few caveats to this. If you're a business owner, you need to ensure the strategy won't cost your 401k plan to fail the non-discrimination testing. See, as business owners, the government, the Department of Labor, wants to make sure you're not being able to put more money in to retirement accounts and your employees. They want all fairness across the board. So they do something called discrimination testing. The 401k plan must also allow for after-tax contributions. You must max out pre-tax and Roth contributions before making after-tax contributions. That's important to note. Now, I know, look, this is complicated stuff. You might have to give a listen to this twice, but I've written information for you as well that I'll give out afterwards that you can follow along some of these strategies. But I want to make this clear. There's a lot of moving parts. Here are the moving parts. You have traditional IRAs, which have their own separate set of tax rules. For many of you, you've contributed, you might have gotten tax breaks. For some of you, you may put money in, you didn't get any tax breaks because of your income. That's traditional. You got Roth, which means you've already paid the tax on the money, then you're putting it into the Roth IRA account or the Roth 401k account. And you're letting it grow, and later on in life, when you take money out, you don't have to pay Uncle Sam. Traditional IRAs, you take money out later on, you got to pay Uncle Sam. 401ks, some companies offer you choices. Traditional, which is pre-tax money going in, or Roth, which is post-tax money going in. You can play with those retirement vehicles. You can play with your IRA vehicles. Some of you right now, you have a 401k at your company. Many of you have the option to take money out of that 401k. It's called an in-service distribution. They allow for it. It doesn't mean that you're taking the money and spending it. You would owe tax and penalties based on your age. But they allow you to take it out of your work-related plan and put it into another type of plan, like your individual IRA through a rollover or conversion, or the Roth through a conversion. You're allowed to do that, many of you, and more are getting on board with that. Many employees, we do a lot of 401k work at Credasco Financial Network, and we like to set up plans that allow the options, more options than not. So you can have the option to have a Roth 401k, traditional 401k. We piggyback and you have both in a lot of plans that we work with. Although they're good plans, we find a lot of people don't participate when we go to take a plan over because they didn't like the plan they were in. Some more sophisticated employees, if they don't like the plan they're in, do in-service distributions. The government allowed this because a lot of people said, hey, if the plan stinks, but you want to put work-related money in and get the match from your employer, is there a way we can then move the money into a place that might be treating it better? And so therefore, they allowed for in-service distributions. Not all employers allow it because it all comes down to what the governing document of that 401k allows for. When we go in to set up 401ks, we ask, do you want it or don't want it, to the employer. We'll ask the employees, do you want it or don't want it? And then we advise and put a plan together. So I just gave you two, the backdoor Roth and the mega backdoor Roth. There's two more. Here's another strategy, number three, conversion cost averaging. Now, since 2017, tax laws ended allowances to recharacterize or undo Roth conversions. Some advisors are choosing conversion cost averaging, which is kind of a timing strategy similar to dollar cost averaging. And it kind of goes like this, if I can give you an example. Let's say you wanted to convert $120,000 to a Roth account during a given year. I would advise you to consider doing $30,000 a quarter or $10,000 a month rather than converting the whole thing at one time. So what this does by converting over a quarter, it's averaging your conversion. Now you got to remember, since 2017, the tax law ended allowances to recharacterize or undo a Roth conversion. So this is one of those strategies where it could make some sense trying to get more money into the Roth space. By doing it quarterly, it allows us to kind of see the full year take place. It allows some of the tax management to be better, which brings me to the last case, which is conversion barbelling. This is another timing technique. Sometimes we will often try to fill up somebody's marginal tax bracket using a Roth conversion. Let me give you an example again. If, let's say, you're $10,000 shy of being subject to the higher tax bracket, we may choose to do a Roth conversion for precisely the $10,000, therefore avoiding a higher rate. See, I see this mistake way too often, and that is somebody not understanding an individual's true tax picture. So therefore, they might say, hey, if you're worried about what's going on in Congress and you're worrying about higher taxes and you're worrying about all these things that are going to go on that later on in life are going to put you in a higher tax bracket, which, think about this now, if you're forced to take money out, I've seen people at age 70 and a half where it's affected their medical coverage, meaning it bumped them up to a bracket that started to force them to pay tax on some of the benefits that they were getting through employment and other ways. So we need to be careful of that. So what we will do is take a look at where somebody is with their income and where that next tax bracket pushes them. And then we go right up to the limit so that they're not a nickel over into the higher tax bracket. Important to note. This precision is difficult to do early in the year. So if you have an advisor in the beginning of the year that wants to do this strategy, I would tell you to walk away, you know, and think about it a little bit and say, well, wait a minute. Does this advisor really know everything about me? Because what the advisor might not know is that you're getting pretty close to most likely hitting a bonus number in that year. Or maybe you're working on projects that could increase your income by 20% that hasn't really been shared with the advisor. And so if a conversion's done early in the year and then later in the year, windfalls come in or higher income comes in that was never talked about, you've now just got yourself into a higher marginal bracket that didn't have to happen. So important to have a clear sense of your income and expenses. Now, as a workaround, we can choose to do a barbell conversion by converting a chunk of money at the beginning of the year and then waiting and do the rest towards the end of the year. We can even combine the conversion cost averaging and barbell strategy by using the former in the first half of the year and the latter in the second half of the year. So there are four strategies for converting to Roth IRAs for those of you that are in high income brackets, or not even in a high income bracket, but you might be in a space where you're at a certain tax level, but you want to convert to the Roth because later on you don't want your tax rates to go up. You don't want higher taxable income later on. So these are strategies that can work. And the reason I'm bringing them up today is that I am getting more and more calls and emails from you, and I've been asking for them, of people worried about what the political landscape is going to be, what our tax structure is going to be. And in time, as you get closer to retirement, many of you are in retirement, you're trying to manage what one of your biggest line item expenses are going to be, and that's taxes. So all of this is important because when you get into your retired years and you start looking at where the majority of your expense items go, taxes end up being a bigger part of the equation and a bigger pain point. It can be managed better today. And as many of you are getting noise that this tax code is going to be under attack, one of the areas that I would say Congress is going to have some leverage is around those on the high income side and what you're going to be able to do with regards to the pools of money that you've accumulated and the wealth you've accumulated that this government that's making noise wants to take from you. Let's call it what it is. They want your money. You're the evil enemy. If you're in the high income side of things, you're north of $137,000, filed singly, and you can look at the joint numbers. If you're in that space, they're after you. And these are some strategies that you can take on now that might be able to help you years down the road. If you want information on Roth conversion strategies or strategies like this, they will be made available to you because I know it's complicated. Go back and re-listen to the way I laid out today's educational discussion on helping you save taxes down the road in retirement and in those later years. It's important to note. If you have a stretch IRA going on, it's important to note. If you want information, it's simple. Reach out to me at asksteve@cfnplan.com. asksteve@cfnplan.com. These are fun strategies. This makes my day. When we start working on this kind of stuff at Cardasco Financial Network, we shine, we love it, we enjoy it. And it's not all about one size fits all. It's about having the conversation. And that's what I wanted to give you today, a conversation about strategies to do conversions that can save you some tax down the road. So if you want more information, you have questions on it, it is complicated. I tried to break it down in simple steps, but it can still get confusing. Even me as a financial advisor has to look at things three different ways and then go to others on the team, Jim Tate, Tim Joseph, John, Desiree, Larry, Dennis, Carolyn, whoever I need to go to get that extra set of help and eyes and vision on it. And you should too. So learn more about this. And we're going to keep you abreast of different strategies you can take today if you're worried about changes in tax law coming up down the road or changes to how your retirement is being treated. Because yes, the government today, specifically Congress, is looking at large pools of money that people have sitting there and they want it badly. They can't wait for you to die. Because that's how these things work. Upon death, they pay out. That's why the stretch IRA was being used as an estate planning tool. They can't take it. The trillions of dollars sitting in retirement vehicles, they want it. And it's our mission to do everything legal within the tax code for more of it to stay in your pocket. And when change happens, they know that much of the change is complicated wording, difficult to understand, and takes people a little bit of time to get to it. And they want to make sure they get to it first, meaning our government, Congress, our elected officials, because they want that money today. So for you and for me, we got work to do. It begins with educating yourself. Educate yourself on this. I kind of opened the book for you here. Next is to get clarity. Clarity in making sure you understand how it applies to you and where you fit in the equation. And then lastly, it's to get guidance. And that is talking to someone who's a professional or in the know about the options and what you can do to help yourself. Because if we all help ourselves and we're all smarter about this, it makes their job more difficult of trying to take your money. Make them have to wait till you die. Don't let them get it beforehand. I can give you more information on this. We can help you with the guidance side. We can get you to clarity. You got to work on the education, but I have tools for you. So you can give this a re-listen, and you can also request in writing the worksheet, the white paper that comes up with these four strategies for doing a Roth conversion today. And that can help get you a little bit closer to home and understanding how it applies to you. So please reach out to me, asksteve@cfnplan.com, or you can give me a call, 215-569-1234. You can call our team, 215-569-1234. And by the way, trust me, my team knows more about this stuff than I do. Many of you have been calling with regards to what do we do? How do we prepare ourselves? Because there's vengeance out there on the political front, and we think change could be coming. So if you think change is coming, think of what that change looks like and then work with the strategies that are available. Educate yourself. Learn how they apply to you by getting clarity to your own situation and how it applies to you. And then look for some guidance to help partner with you as you venture down that path of making changes to your retirement accounts so that it's your hands that control the wealth, not the governments. I'm Steve Cordesco. Thanks for listening. You can reach me, simple as asksteve@cfnplan.com. That's the email address. Those of you that are clients who know me personally, you have my separate email. But for those that want to easily reach out, you have a quick question, it's asksteve@cfnplan.com. Thanks so much for listening. Make it a great day and look forward to hearing from you with comments on today's show. Or if you have a request for additional information or a deeper dig into what we talked about today, just reach out to me, asksteve@cfnplan.com. Have a great day.
If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discussed to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cordasco Financial Network at cfnplan.com. We hope you'll join us again next time on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network.